I set about trying to see what was the relationship between the delivery of oxygen to the brain and its use in normal people who were aged, in people who were suffering from so-called multi-infarct dementia, where I expected there to be multiple dead areas where the delivery of blood flow may be down, but there was no tissue to use it up, so that the ratio between the two would remain the same, or indeed there'd be too much blood flow, if anything. And senile dementia, as it was then called, which the two hypotheses which were to be tested was one, that there was not enough blood flow and that the blood flow was dragging the metabolism down, and the other was that the brain was dying and the blood flow was just keeping up with what was left. And there were two important results. One was that where there were obvious infarcts there, yes, the blood flow was down, but the metabolism was down as well, so it was matched. In the normals, blood flow metabolism were completely matched. And in the senile dements, they were also completely matched. So there was no evidence for chronic ischemia at all. And secondly, the decrease in blood flow metabolism was regionally specific and was down specifically over the parietal regions. Let me just show you where those are. So this is the brain. Let me show it to you from the side, the front, the back, the top. These are the parietal lobes. These are the temporal lobes. This is the bit the boxer tries to hit so that the brain twists and the boxer falls unconscious. That's the top of the brain there. You can see the central fissure. That's the back, which is the bit you see with, and that's the frontal lobes. So in the senile dements, the flow of metabolism remained matched, just as in normal people, but there was a marked decline in the flow of metabolism, particularly in these areas here, the two parietal lobes, and then when the disease got more intense and more severe, here in the frontal lobes, particularly on the lateral sides, here and here. That pattern of decline of metabolism, which was reflecting the underlying degeneration, became the signature, the metabolic signature for senile dementia, or as we call it now, Alzheimer's disease.